One of the difficulties that people have with their relationship with Jesus in terms of the Course is that it should be obvious after a while, after you work with it a while, that the whole purpose is to have us grow up, right? He tells us in the text that the goal of any teacher, right, is to make himself dispensable. So the teacher imparts everything he or she knows to the pupil, and then the pupil learns, and the pupil doesn't need the teacher anymore. Well, when we grow up, then Jesus becomes an equal. Right? Just as if you grow up in a household and you have an older sibling, the chances are as you both grow and you reach adulthood that the differences between you disappear. That doesn't always happen, obviously, certainly not psychologically. But in many cases, it would and it should, that you become equals. The age difference, which is so important when we are children, is not nearly so important as we grow and mature. Well, it would be the same thing with Jesus. And, of course, we're not talking about chronological time or growth on a physical scale or maturation on a physical scale. All right, so, again, that is why it is so difficult. That's why it was difficult for Helen. That's why it's difficult for almost all students of the Course. Because as we grow in the Course, which means, as we'll see in the course of the day, which means that we have less and less guilt that we're carrying around with us, which means there's less and less of a barrier to the love of God that's in all of us, as that occurs more and more, our whole perception of the world would automatically change. You're all more than familiar, I'm sure, with the important concept in the Course of projection makes perception, that the way we perceive the world is a direct effect or result of the way we perceive our inner world. And the way we perceive our inner world would automatically project itself out, and then we see outside what we have first seen inside. As the Course says, the world is an outside picture of an inward condition. Well, there are basically only two conditions in our mind: the condition of separation, of hate, of specialness, of guilt, of the ego, or the condition of forgiveness and peace and healing, which is the Holy Spirit. All right, so as we look within and we see guilt, all right, and fear, all right, and hate, then we look out and we perceive a world like that. All right, and that's the world that we're always desperately begging Jesus to do something about for us, because it's so terrifying. All right, as we look within and we learn to forgive, which again means there is then less darkness within, there's less guilt, there's less hate, there's less projection of these thoughts, then what remains is more peace, more forgiveness, more love. And so now we look out on the world in a different way. Literally, we will perceive differently. Our physical eyes may see exactly the same, but remember, in the Course, perception is always equated with interpretation. Always. It's not the world I literally see with my eyes or hear with my ears. It's the world that is interpreted by my brain, which always follows the dictates of the ego or the Holy Spirit. So whenever the Course talks about how we perceive the world or see the world, Jesus is always talking about not what our eyes see. There is no world out there to see. Anyway, it's the interpretation we place. And if we look within and see guilt, we'll look without and we'll see hate and we'll see fear and we'll see threat and we'll experience ourselves as very vulnerable in this hostile, threatening world. We have no choice. If we perceive guilt inside, that is the world we will see and make real. And everybody will be seen as an enemy or potential enemy. All of our special love and special hate partners. If on the other hand, we look within and we choose a different teacher, a teacher of atonement instead of separation, and a teacher of peace instead of a teacher of hate, then we will no longer perceive a world that's hostile and threatening. Projection makes perception. I look within, I perceive peace. I will look without, and I'll perceive peace. Even if all around me, my eyes perceive war and conflict and viciousness and suffering and death, I will not make the interpretation that this is being done to me. And that's what frees me finally to accept what the Course refers to as the judgment of the Holy Spirit, that everyone is either expressing love or calling for it. And in that section at the beginning of chapter 12, Jesus explains that all attack, regardless of its form, is an expression of fear. And all fear is a call for the love that has been denied. So if we choose the Holy Spirit or Jesus as our inner teacher, that is the world we'll perceive, which means we won't feel threatened, we won't feel vulnerable, which means we'll be free to let that love that we have chosen inside simply extend through us and embrace all people, which then means our perception of Jesus would change. Just as we grow up spiritually, as we make our way up the ladder, which means there's less and less guilt and more peace, less and less the belief in separate interests as the road to salvation, and more the acceptance of shared interests as the road to true salvation. Right? We perceive everybody differently. From an enemy, we see everybody now as a friend. Our perception of Jesus would change too. It would have to. As our perception of ourselves change and projection makes perception, our perception of him would have to change. Just as, for example, when you finally forgive your parents, your perception of them would change. They wouldn't change, especially if they're dead. Obviously, they're not going to change in your dream. But your perception of them changes because your perception of yourself has changed. And everybody, I'm sure, in this room has had the experience of seeing how differently people seem to us. You know, especially if we date our courses PC or AC, pre-course and after course. Right? And we see that people seem different. Well, people don't change. Right? We change. Right? So again, Jesus cannot be exempt from that shift in perception. So at the beginning of our journey, when we're at the very bottom of the ladder, we perceive him again as an older brother whom we need desperately, unfortunately, magically, but we need desperately to somehow cover over our hate of ourselves, all this awful, awful guilt that we carry around with us, this tremendous self-hatred that we can't wait to get rid of and put on somebody and everybody else. And so we see Jesus as being there to help us do that. As we make our way up the ladder once again, which means we let go of more and more guilt, then we no longer have that need. And we begin to see, my only need is to see Jesus as me and me as him. In other words, I see the purpose of this ladder. I see the purpose of my relationship with him to grow up to become like him. Because only in that way can I truly be free. Only in that way can I be healed. Because as we'll see later on when we look at one passage in the text, to be with Jesus means we take his hand on the journey, which is without the ego. Well, if I don't have an ego, then obviously I'm like him. He doesn't have one. All right. Now, within the dream, as long as I believe I'm on this ladder with the illusion of making my way up it, then I will perceive the need for him. All right, for someone who's a symbol of that non-ego presence in my life, I will need him, right, to help me become like him. Right? And we'll see a little bit later, what does it really mean in this course to walk with Jesus? Right? And so my need is to learn what it means to walk with him. Right? My need is to want to learn what it means to walk with him. My need is to want to walk with him. Especially when I realize what it means. It doesn't mean being a little child taking the hand of this wonderful older brother who's going to lead me home. I will never make it that way. Besides, that's not the journey he's leading me on, which means the Jesus whose hand I'm taking is not the real Jesus. Because the true Jesus, the Jesus whose love we find, is the source of the Course and so we find throughout all of its pages, is the Jesus who wants us to grow up and become like him, not to be different. Right. That's how you could see one of the most salient differences between the Course and the Bible. The biblical Jesus is right from the beginning different from us. At the end, he's different from us. He sits at the right hand of the Father. We don't. Right. The Jesus in the Course is totally different. His theology is different. His Christology is different. His plan of salvation is different. But this is the Jesus who wants us to grow with him. And he certainly will take our hand as long as we believe we need him to take our hand. But the idea is to be able to walk with him. And in the end, realize that we are equals. And at the very, very end, realize there is no Jesus and there's no I.